Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, Sirius XM Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Good morning, guys.
Morning, sir. How are you?
What a night last night, huh?
Yeah. Smooth.
That escalated. Well, yesterday, the news escalated quickly.
Ugh. Yesterday was like it was one thing after another. And remember when Odell was going to be the big news of the day? And it did feel like big news. And then Aaron Rodgers. What a day in the NFL. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline.
As long as there's the NFL, I'll have a job.
It's unreal.
That's for sure.
Wow.
I mean, listen, you have a league with 32 teams. You have, like, personnel. You have about 100 guys on each. You have over 3,000 people, and we're paying attention. There's going to be drama.
And there's going to be at least, out of that, there's going to be at least 5 national stories a day.
Every day.
Every day is going to be at least. And that was one thing Tom Jackson, I worked with for a long time on Countdown, said. He said, when I first got into business, he said, you ain't ever got to worry about something to talk about. That's for damn sure.
That, I mean, it's just the odds say every day.
Yeah, and by the end of the day, and we'll talk about this, obviously, we got the Miami Dolphins news. I mean, by the end of the day, then you got Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's just so much. OBJ, Aaron Rodgers, back and forth, change and switch it.
I mean, if you're going to have some minor mess up in the NFL, yesterday was the day to do it, right? It gotten buried under all the news.
Maybe.
So a minor one? Oh, man. I hate it when it's bad news, but there's been some Odell, it's not really bad news. That's just drama. Henry Ruggs is awful, tragic news. And Aaron Rodgers, it's not good. It's really not good. All right, so let's play the sound. Evan, if we throw that up on the screen, I'll be able to see the sound. Here we go. This is Aaron Rodgers asked in August at a press conference. Very simple question. Are you vaccinated? Listen.
Are you vaccinated, and what's your stance on vaccinations?
Yeah, I've been immunized. There's a lot of conversation around it, around the league, and a lot of guys who have made statements and I've made statements, owners who've made statements. There's guys on the team that haven't been vaccinated. I think it's a personal decision. I'm not going to judge those guys.
So right there, he's telling me he is vaccinated because he's saying that players that haven't been vaccinated, then he's not going to judge them. So he's making me believe when I hear that he's vaccinated.
Going to judge them.
That's judge what I'm saying.
Them.
So
not
when
himself.
I say I'm not judging, I'm not going to judge you, that's telling me that, hey, Max is not. But I am.
How about the fact that he starts by, are you vaccinated? Yeah. First word out of his mouth is, yeah, I'm immunized.
But that could be, he's going to answer the question.
Possibly.
It could be that. I mean, sort of, kind of. But here's how I
would answer. Acknowledging the question.
Yeah, acknowledging. Yeah. Here's how I would answer it. Yes, I am vaccinated. Or no, I'm not vaccinated. And keep it moving. I mean, I just don't get why. I don't get why. Everybody avoids the conversation or the questions when
hides
it comes
behind
to
it's a personal.
Yeah,
we're not talking about HIPAA rights, everybody. This is a public pandemic. It's a health crisis, public health crisis.
I would say that I'm not vaccinated, but I hear what you guys are saying. But I do think there is some truth.
But you
depending
are vaccinated.
Upon, I am. Yeah.
And you
I,
would say
I
you
would
are.
Say, yeah. But I also, if I didn't get the vaccination, I would say I'm not. But I'm more confident, especially because of the region and where I'm at. I feel like that has a lot to do with something like this. And I'm not, once again, not condoning that at all. Like, he gave off the impression that he was, but I think where you are located and what the sentiment is consensus-wise around your location, there is pressure, and the media has destroyed people. Like, if that's, look what we've done to Kyrie. Look what the media has done to Kyrie Irving. Right? So if you're Aaron Rodgers,
At least Kyrie came out and said, I'm not vaccinated.
I agree. Or Cole Beasley. Or Kirk Cousins. So, once again, I would have handled that differently. I would not have lied. I would have said, hey, look, that's my personal preference.
You wouldn't have misleaded.
Yes, he misled. Yeah. And I think misleading is the major problem here. No, that's a major problem.
No question. I'll tell you something else. When, look, if you believe you're immunized because you've had the the virus and or you've had some alternative therapy, here's what you can do. And I haven't heard anyone ask Aaron Rodgers this. You could say, What's the alternative therapy?
Fair question.
What's the science behind it? Does it, in fact, approximate a vaccination? You still broke the rules. You still broke the rules and misled people, right? And didn't follow protocols. It seems, you know, no mask at press conferences and stuff like that indoors. But at least people could make a reasonable conclusion. But if what, but as of right now, all I think is he rubbed some eucalyptus on his head. It's like, so it's one of these crazy alternative therapies that has no science behind it. Yeah, what's the science, Aaron?
You just didn't get the information of what the science is. He said that basically it is an alternative medicine or whatever you want to call it that he took or found or whatever the case is. The league then turned it down when they got, you know, word or whatever it was, and he made the decision to do it. They said, no, that's not going to pass for us. That's not what we have checked off on our list. And at that point, I think the league and the Green Bay Packers probably knew that he wasn't vaccinated and continued to just – the Green Bay Packers continued to roll him out there and treat it as if he was to some degree. So,
do you think part of that's because of how much Aaron Rodgers has made about their relationship in the offseason and the Packers are trying to play ball with him?
No, I don't think it's that. I think they just sometimes in certain situations, certain things can, you know, you turn your head away at certain things or certain things get past you. So when you are in the facility like Aaron Rodgers, he's wearing a mask everywhere within the facility. He's doing those sort of things. On the sidelines in a game, they probably so focused in on the game that they're not even really looking at whether or not Aaron Rodgers has a mask on or not. They worried about winning the game. That's what I think to give them some cover. That's kind of what I think in terms of him in the stadiums with no mask on the sideline with no mask on. He is not inactive this year. He wasn't inactive. Inactive players have to have a mask on when they're on street clothes on the side.
You know what bothers me about it, guys? Jay, this is like key. I've been saying this a lot. People say, X number of people say, I don't want to get vaccinated. It hasn't been out long enough. I don't know the effects. They don't seem to be worried about they don't seem to worry about the effects of COVID long term, but the vaccination they are. Okay, whatever. Doesn't make sense to me, but okay, that's their point of view. That's the way they feel.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. So they'll say they won't get vaccinated. What we have found is when there are mandates, actually the vast majority of people just get the vaccination. In other words, when there is low to no cost, reason people are so vicious on Twitter, doesn't cost them anything. Anonymous people spewing all this kind of stuff out. Right, send. Mm-hmm. But face-to-face, there's a cost. People behave differently. Right?
Yes.
What I don't like about what Rodgers did is the cost went up to stay unvaccinated. He didn't want to pay that price. Not publicly. He wanted to keep the cost low for himself and still do what he wanted. That bothers me.
Well, also, the Green Bay Packer organization, like, I'm not going to provide cover for them. Like, they're the ones that allowed this to occur.
Yep.
Like, you understand what the rules are in place. Like, you see what the guidelines are by the NFL. So you allow this man to go up on the podium and speak without a face mask, knowingly that that is in violation of the protocol. Like, as much as vitriol should come Aaron Rodgers' way for being misleading, and that's another question. We'll see if it's to the degree that it was for Kyrie Irving, which sparks a whole other conversation that we can go down in our next segment. There's also a ton of accountability here on the Green Bay Packers, and their feet should be held to the fire as well.
But do we know definitively that the way that they handled the press conferences was in violation? Because the media has masks on.
But if you're unvaccinated, you should be holding all your press conferences virtually.
Indoors, then you have to have a mask on. If it's outdoors, you don't have to.
But if you're 6 feet apart.
Yes, it's different than how they've handled about that. It's different than how they've handled every other unvaccinated player.
But if you the league is allowing the organizations to take precedent on whether how they handle the protocols. If you had a press conference and the reporters are 6 feet away, I'm not 100% sure that he has to have.
Yeah, but no.
If anything that he's done in terms of violation, that might be the only thing in there is the press conference. Yeah. Outside of that, he took care of what he was supposed to in the facilities. Yeah. The sidelines are the sidelines. And then I look at the press conference part of it. I think the 6 feet away from him kind of gives him cover.
But right, what you said about it's not the league, it's the team.
It's the team.
That goes back to what Jay said about the team. And you know what that makes me think, Jay? I'm saying, hey, Aaron Rodgers, you don't want to pay the price, right? The cost rises. You'd want to do what you want to do and not pay. But you're right. Everyone tries to do that in their own per. No one wants to pay. The team allowed it to happen. Then we have, by the way, all right, we there's a lot of Aaron Rodgers to get to all show. Why he may be facing much more than sitting out one game. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, all guests on the Goodyear Hotline. So, Aaron Rodgers been the news of the last 24 hours, give or take, a little less than 24 hours even. It just feels like a week already. Unvaccinated, I think it is fair to say, to interpret events as misled people, when he was asked point blank, are you vaccinated? He said, yeah. Which you could either hear as an answer in the affirmative or acknowledgement of the question. And then he went on to say, I've been immunized. I'm immunized.
Yep. And then after that, he went on to say he wouldn't judge the other players that were not.
Another good point. So it's misleading.
I wouldn't judge them.
Yeah, I wouldn't judge them. So
I'm not in this group.
He's gotten some alternative therapy, that there's the science behind it is very similar to the vaccination, great. He needs to provide the information.
But regardless of whether he got alternative therapy, the NFL did deem that as
against
the rules. You're still deemed unvaccinated.
It seems that the Green Bay Packers broke at least, well, when you see him without a mask on an indoor press conference, at least one rule that we know of for Aaron Rodgers. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here is Coach Matt LaFleur on Rodgers' vaccination status.
I'm not going to get into any of our coaches or players' vaccination status. Just know that he won't be available this week.
Aaron himself pressed it. It's obvious when he was asked about vaccination status. He said, well, yeah, I've been immunized. Do you feel like a quote like that might be seen as misleading to fans?
It's a great question for Aaron. I'm not going to comment on it.
He's right. Smart.
Yeah, pass it to Aaron because Aaron can only have that conversation about why he said what he said. I mean, I go back to it again. It makes absolutely no sense. And I understand what you say, Jay, about not wanting to be vilified by public. Yes or no?
I'm not. Yes, I am.
And people who get vaccinated never say it's a personal matter. Or they just say,
yeah, I'm vaccinated. It's personal.
But Coach LaFleur handled that correctly, right? It's not his job to disclose.
Absolutely.
What Aaron Rodgers' vaccination status is. By the way, I'm also a firm believer, like, just because media ask you the question, you don't have to disclose that. That's your personal information. Like, you don't. So
about the vaccination status?
If you were to ask me, Jay, you're vaccinated, are you vaccinated or not? I could say, well, that's my personal preference.
Next question. Jay, that's true, but I just want to say something about this. Everyone keeps saying that because your medical history is your business.
Yes, that's true. It's not HIPAA laws.
But right. We're not talking about a normal public situation either. There's been a worldwide deadly pandemic. It has hit in this country extremely hard.
Yes.
It's a public health crisis. When there was polio, no one said, I do want to get it. People just lined up and got it. Measles, mumps, and rubella. Yeah. If you wanted to go to school when I was a kid in New York, everyone had to get the shot. It really hurt, too. Like, I hated it when I was a kid. This is So yes, it is. You are technically right. But we are in a public health crisis.
Understand.
And your vaccination status actually affects the public health. So it is a fair question to ask. You don't have to answer it. But people will interpret that as a no. If you don't say yes, there's
also parameters in place by the leagues for players who are unvaccinated. But right, there's protocols in place.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
We're talking about him violating the protocol. That's what we're talking about.
You're right, Jay.
But like I said, most and all that I've seen that's vaccinated has said, yes, I'm vaccinated. And those that are not vaccinated either said no or they played the slippery slope game. And left it open for interpretation. And when you leave something open for interpretation, this is what you get, exactly what we are doing, trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Mm-hmm.
So we had this in the open. I don't know who said the sound, but it brought an interesting thought. It's like after every single game, when you do see unvaccinated players, like if I see Lamar Jackson, right, he has his face mask on when he's shaking everybody's hand post-game. Like, I've never seen Aaron Rodgers with the face mask on. Like, when he's shaking other players' hands, coaches' hands, giving people daps, like, it kind of makes you rewind key and go back and be like, hold on. Like, I've never seen those parameters that I know the league wants and the team wants.
I don't know if they loosened them over the last year or not on how to handle pre- and post-game.
So sorry, Cam, to cut you off, but I just want to get in on this because Jay said something that I want to clear up.
Go ahead, Kevin.
He is an active player, so he doesn't have to wear a mask. This was reported by Kevin Seifert last night. He is an active player. If he's inactive, like Carson Wentz, I think, was for a game, he needed to wear a mask. It's also up to the team. I think the Colts are probably telling Carson Wentz, you're unvaccinated, you have to wear a mask.
Okay. All right.
But because he's an active player, the NFL does not require him to wear a mask. They just recommend he does.
But see, that's the same thing I was saying about the Aaron Rodgers situation on if he should be wearing a mask. It is the Green Bay Packers that are giving him the information, just like it's the Indianapolis Colts, just like it's the Baltimore Ravens, that are giving him the information on what to do and not to do. That's the same thing of being inactive and not inactive. Mm. When you look at some of the players pre- and post-game that are wearing masks, that are communicating with everybody, they're not inactive. They're still active, and they still are wearing a mask. And he's active, and he's not wearing a mask.
It's a separate set of rules.
Yeah.
Something that you brought up earlier, we commented on Matt LaFleur, the head coach, and the way he said, hey, that's a great question for Aaron. Right. And we were like, well, he stayed out of it. One thing I liked that he did is he acknowledged it's a great question that Aaron needs to answer. Right. In other words, this is the position that he put himself in, and he characterized it as a great question. I like that from LaFleur. But I wonder, with the way Green Bay seems to have been covering for Rodgers so far, it seems that way to me. I can't state that for a fact, but it seems that way to me. Did the odds just go way up that Rodgers will be a Packer next year?
Stuff that makes you think about it, right? We got your back all the way through.
Right? Did the odds just go way up? Because
I don't know if they cover him for him, though.
Yeah, I said it seems to me.
I was going to say, help me understand, how would they even remotely be covering for
him? Well, they didn't have him do, for example, remote Zoom press conferences, right?
But did they have anybody do remote Zoom, vaccinated or non-vaccinated? Have they done that at all with anybody?
Rob Domofsky is reporting that unvaccinated players on the Packers, Evan, unvaccinated players on the Packers are doing Zoom press conferences. Good. He was, as far as I understand it, he was indoors at a press conference, not on Zoom, no mask. So there's at least
multiple times.
There's at least an example or examples in that circumstance of the Packers seeming to want to go along with Rodgers in this kind of charade that he has been vaccinated.
Because if I put him on Zoom, will automatically say he's not vaccinated. And then it would become a bigger story than what it truly really is. Or they dropped the ball because once the alternative therapy was turned down, or they put in for it, however they did it, submitted their application, and they just kept going with it. And once it was turned down, they never followed back up.
That's
with Aaron
interesting
Rodgers to say you can't do it this way. They just kind of just left it.
Or pending that they let him do it, and then once it's possible that once they turned it down, they're like, okay, now we started letting him do it. If we stop now it becomes a big story. That's interesting. By the way, from Domofsky's report yesterday, sources said Rodgers follows masking protocols. Sources say Rodgers follows masking protocols while interacting with players and coaches inside the team's headquarters at Lambeau Field, behind closed doors, in other words. However, Rodgers does not wear a mask while in the media auditorium during his weekly postgame news conferences. The Packers have put other unvaccinated players on Zoom instead of at in-media, in-person media sessions. It just does seem like behind closed doors, they got it together, and then they put a different face on it for the public.
Evan, help me, because I don't have it in front of me, but I know you got it in your brain. If you are an unvaccinated player and you go to a function with teammates and coaches around,
i.e. Halloween.
Oh, i.e. Halloween, yes. For instance, aren't you supposed to still have a mask on, even though it's not at the facility?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I know that the NFL protocols were that in the building he needed to have a mask, but outside of like a Halloween party, he could attend it if it was with teammates and people within the team's traveling party. But I don't believe he had to wear a mask if it was...
Unless his costume had a mask, right? Yeah. Like, did he have a costume with a mask on?
Does this make you question the credibility of Aaron Rodgers? Do you question it because of him being misleading?
Let's put it this way. I far prefer what Kyrie Irving did,
1,000%.
Which was have the guts to say, this is where... And by the way, Kyrie Irving also maybe has a case for a religious exemption appeal. When he says God body, if it's 5%, which is an offshoot of the Nation of Islam, if people aren't aware, the point is, once he says that, it may be a genuine religious feeling about it. At least then he's stating his case, and he's telling you, I'm not vaccinated. That's standing up and doing it like you're supposed to. I disagree with his position.
I think this is way worse. I just want to make sure that we hold the same kind of accountability, because Kyrie's feet to the fire and what he had to deal with was crazy. It was insane. And the way I'm seeing people react to this, it's not with the same intensity.
I think that's an assumption. So far, I've heard a lot of vitriol toward Aaron Rodgers. Okay. So far.
Yes or no? Simple.
Yeah, right. It ain't that complicated.
It's not that complicated.
That's Straight Talk Wireless. Here, watch. Here, this is Straight Talk. Keyshawn, are you vaccinated?
Yes.
Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Are the Cleveland Browns going all in on Baker Mayfield? That's next. Jay, you vaccinated?
That's my personal preference.
Jeez.
That's Crooked Talk. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline. We are on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN 2. Your smart speakers. What's up, Jay?
That's how OBJ feels, Alan Yates. You got this music for OBJ?
Small messages.
Before we get to OBJ, real quick, one quick clarification key for the protocols with Aaron Rodgers. Okay, ready for this?
Yes, I am ready.
We need an attorney and a medical professional here to understand all this. Ready?
I'm the attorney. Jay's the medical professional. Yes.
Group activity outside of the club facility. Unvaccinated Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 individuals, including players, I don't know what the criteria is for Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3, are prohibited from gathering in groups of more than three. Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 individuals, including players, again, not knowing what the criteria for Tier 1, 2, or 3 is, outside of the club facility or team travel. But it does suggest maybe that if you're unvaccinated but you've had it or can establish antibodies, who knows? It leads me to wonder which tier Aaron Rodgers was in and what applies
to
what.
What happens if you're unvaccinated but you have a high antibody rate?
Oh, because I see. Evan's saying, well, he's in the including player.
I'm just saying if you had COVID and you have a high number of antibodies but you're unvaccinated, then how does it work?
Because I
have a high number of antibodies.
Maybe tier one, tier two, and tier three individuals refers to personnel, players, coaches, whatever.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That's what it.
Okay, so never mind what I just said. You also need a labor relations person, not just a doctor and a lawyer, to understand all this. Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah? What's up, Key?
No, I said it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Confusing.
Odell Beckham Jr. is not practicing with the Browns, and the Browns are discussing his future with OBJ's agent. Odell was excused from practice Wednesday for a non-injury-related personal matter, meaning basically like, leave.
Yeah, go take a day.
According to the Browns. Here is Kevin Stefanski, of course, the Browns head coach, on the latest.
Odell will not be out there. He's been excused. Andrew Berry and his representatives are continuing to talk. So for today, Odell will not be out there. Yeah, I think they're discussing a lot of things. And the truth is, guys, I don't have a ton of details for you. I'm happy to answer as much as I can. But I think some things we'll know more as we go.
Is he asked to be released?
Yeah, again, that's something that I think his reps and Andrew would talk through.
What kind of distraction is this for you, Kevin, with those videos and all this talk?
Yeah, I think, Jeff, we work really hard in this building to concern ourselves with things that are going on in this building and concern ourselves with the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's really where we get laser-focused on the task at hand.
Are you preparing to play Sunday without Odell at this point?
I'm really just worried about today, Jake. He's excused today.
Evan, do we know any wideouts that we can call, get on the show, who may have gone through something similar in their own careers, like in the middle of a season? Can you think of anyone? Just try to get them on the show today, and we can talk to them about it, maybe.
I don't have T.O.'s number.
Keyshawn Johnson. Good job, Evan. Keyshawn Johnson, I recall.
What happened?
That you went through a situation with certain similarities in Tampa. How similar is this to that?
Well, I choose not to discuss my personal, issues at this time that I've had in the past with teams that I've played for.
Yeah.
But I will help you understand what Odell is probably going through because I do have some experience at that. It's very similar. The only difference is I didn't have a problem with my quarterbacks. It was a problem with the head coach and John Gruden. It was never a problem with my quarterback, Brad Johnson, or Sean King, or Rob Johnson, or any other guys that I've ever played with.
How could you have had a problem with John Gruden when history has shown?
You just
clearly,
you couldn't wait for that, right?
Clearly, you must have been in the wrong.
It's so obvious now.
You were the problem. Don't you remember what the media was saying?
Yes, you couldn't wait for that one to drop. I set it up perfectly for you. The Odell Beckham situation is unique because here's a guy who wants to help his team win. He's been there through injuries and frustration, traded from the Giants, went there with high hopes that this was going to work out because he was reuniting with his college coach as well as his college teammate in Landry with a young promising quarterback in Baker Mayfield. Along the way, injuries kind of hit, and he hasn't been the same player that he was with the Giants. But what I would say is the frustration not only wears on OBJ, but it also wears on other receivers in the room, his family members and friends. They can see the body language. They can see the unhappiness in OBJ. What they are doing in Cleveland is preparing to move on without OBJ. It's a clear message. It's not, okay, that's fine. Why they did not get a deal done before the trade deadline, just to get a deal done when you know you're going to have to whack him here in the next day or two? He's going to be off the team. They're going to work on something to let him move on.
This seems odd. They don't get anything for him.
It's weird that they won't get anything for him. Yeah. Or they may just decide to pay him and have him stay home, what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did with me. Rich McKay, who's the general manager of the Atlanta – not the general manager, president of the Atlanta Falcons, was the general manager at the time of the Atlanta Falcons or with the Tampa Bay Bucks before going to the Atlanta Falcons to become the general manager, called me one day when I was in Dallas, Texas, on my off day, and told me that they were going to pay me the remaining, I think it was 6 or 7 games that was left on the season. They were going to give me my full salary. And they made a decision to allow me to stay home. I asked them, why didn't they just trade me? He said, well, we talked about it, and John didn't want to do that. So
what? Because he doesn't want to send you somewhere where maybe you can have success or you can hurt them or something?
Who the hell knows?
Or in the same conference or the value. Yeah,
I didn't even try to – I was just like, cool, okay, you pay me, I stay home, no big deal. And I think this is similar to what is going to happen with OBJ because in that situation with me, I didn't do anything. I didn't do nothing. I didn't violate anything. That's why they still had to pay me. I wasn't conduct detrimental to the team. I didn't do anything. They just made a decision. This is what OBJ hasn't done anything. He's playing. He's not faking injuries. He's not doing any of that. So they'll make the decision to move on from him here, like I said, in the next couple of days.
Yep.
Or they'll send him home for the remainder of the season. But I can almost to a T guarantee you right now on this show that OBJ's last game was last Sunday for the Cleveland Browns.
So two things that are – one thing I'll say in the back end that I know for a fact from some people close to the situation, but the first one was the question asked to Kevin Stefanski where he said, did you tell the players that Odell is no part of the team anymore moving forward, right? Kevin Stefanski answered this by saying, I would just tell you again today he's excused and we'll see where this goes from there. Not denying that. He didn't say Odell is no longer part of the team. And what I'm hearing from people close to the situation that Odell is willing to take a pay cut to say, I no longer want to be here. I think that's a really big news. And the player is willing to say, I'm willing to take a loss here because I want to move on to a better situation.
What you got to understand in these situations, players, a quarterback receiver is a unique situation. We are like husband and wife. We're together no matter what the situation is. But when I know your sorry ass can't play and my future is in your hands and you can't play and I know this, that becomes a real problem. Typically, the quarterback and the receiver are arms locked all the way down the aisle. The coach and the receiver, that's a different situation around teams. It's the coach and the receiver. When you look at the quarterback and the receiver, Donovan McNabb, T.O., that's a problem. It ain't Andy Reid and T.O., it's Donovan McNabb and T.O.
I'm so glad
because
you brought this up.
I cannot have you messing with the quarterback. I've got to get rid of you because the quarterback becomes the most valuable piece. OBJ, next 2 years on his deal, is not guaranteed. Baker Mayfield, fifth-year option of about, I guess it's around $20 million, whatever the number will be, is fully guaranteed. So we got to make a choice. And our choice is to move on from you and try and figure out what to do with the quarterback moving forward.
I'm so glad you brought that up. And I thought originally when he got sent there, the main thing for Baker to do is convince his teammates that he's a baller. Once they stop believing in that, it could be a problem. But maybe it goes deeper than that. Or maybe not. Look, if there's an issue between Baker and Odell.
Oh, there's absolutely clearly, an issue.
Obviously. By the way, I've been saying that the whole time. Clearly, right?
No, I'm talking about just Baker, some personal stuff.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. You could see. I kept saying. I was alluding to it for months. They have no chemistry.
Well, you went on this show.
Right. Okay. But well, over the last month and a half, 2 months, whatever it's been. The point is, that was certainly exacerbated, or brought to light at least, by Odell Beckham Sr., by Odell's father, when he posted an 11-minute video showing all the times Odell was wide open, Baker didn't get him the ball. Baker was asked about that. Listen to Baker's response to a question about Odell's father posting that video.
Hurt? No. Surprised? Yes. Yeah, I think there's different things that, you know, play a factor into it. I've had conversations with his dad before, man-to-man, face-to-face. I was pretty surprised by the video and, you know, the intentions and the feelings behind it. I'd be lying if I said otherwise, but hurt? No, I'm good. I'll be all right.
I actually like Baker's response. If you just take what that was, how is he supposed to respond? Unless he says, you know, he just doesn't answer it, right? Which he could also do.
I want my quarterback to not answer it.
But
I
why?
Because I don't want you getting into a, I don't want to say the word, but I don't want you to get into a tit for tat.
You think that's a tip for tat?
He didn't with that answer.
No, that's one answer.
Face to face. Yeah. Oh, there's multiple answers, yes.
Multiple answers in their conversations. In this situation, I don't need to.
So it's not that.
I got no response.
I'm not quiet. I got no response at this time. I don't need to be doing that. I don't need to be showing that I got the bravado. I don't need to be doing that.
But you know, Cleveland loves him for that.
I don't need to. I know.
Cleveland loves the fact that Baker owns that team.
I see. I understand, though. What you're saying is, even if that response is good, once you start a conversation, other responses might not be. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's bring in Jeff Darlington to this conversation on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. What's going on, Jeff? What are your thoughts about what you heard from Baker?
I mean, I love hearing this conversation you guys are having right now. I just, you know, I think that we look at this and sort of know that Odell is gone. So at this point, I feel like Baker is even in that mode himself. Like, all right, what do I got to do to protect myself? You know, that's the problem with these situations, is that everybody's sort of going to say now, okay, selfishly, I got to think about myself. I think that that's exactly what Baker's doing here as well.
Yeah. You know, normally we play hot news or not news. There's so much hot news. It's ridiculous to play that game.
It's all hot news.
So what we're going to play is hottest news, okay? What I want to know is what the hottest part of the story is, okay, Jeff? Let's do that. Aaron Rodgers won't play versus the Chiefs after testing positive for COVID-19. What part of this story is the hottest news?
So to me, there's this little underlying story that I'm very curious to see how it plays out. The NFL is going to look into this situation, because there were, if you think about even everything from the Halloween party that the Packers just had, where Aaron Rodgers is clearly unmasked and as an unvaccinated player, there's protocol involved there. There's all these little things, and I'm not trying to sit here and be a narc, you know, snitches get stitches. I'm not trying to do that. but I am curious to see when the NFL goes down this rabbit hole and starts to sort of do all of this investigation, which they will do, how does the Packers respond? Because this is already an organization that has friction with their quarterback. This would be a really good time, if they want to kind of keep this relationship going with Aaron, to say, hey, our bad, our fault. This was all our fault. We should have been more diligent. This was not about Aaron. As opposed to the other way where, hey, Aaron, we told him he just wouldn't follow the rules. We kept telling him. So I'm curious to see how they handle this. This could be a major moment between Aaron Rodgers and the organization, as much as it is a situation between the NFL and the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, this thing is extremely hot. They're running out of wood and gasoline all at once to start a fire. But, Jeff, let me follow up something really quick with you, though. What did he actually violate in all of this? And on top of that, how come he was never put on Zoom in these press conferences?
Well, that's the question, too. And again, like, I get so tired of trying to, like, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, Aaron Rodgers broke this rule and this rule. Like, but here's the thing I do want to point out, is that there are rules in place And if you break rules, there are repercussions that the NFL will put down on you. So, like I said, the Halloween party, I was talking to one team last night that was like, hey, like, that's the stuff that the NFL is going to look at. There's surveillance footage in every single team facility in all of the common areas. I was talking to a team that actually had the NFL say, hey, we need all of your footage from all these common areas from this date to this date because we want to look into COVID violations. And the teams have to basically say, here you go. Here's the footage. Otherwise, they're not being cooperative. It's a really weird scenario, but it's one that now is going to face the Green Bay Packers. I mean, there's teams that have three in their cafeteria. They have tables in the corner for the unvaccinated players. Like, you're basically ostracized. Do we really think at this point that Aaron Rodgers was sitting over in the corner? Nobody puts baby in the corner. And I just don't think that that's – I mean, so when the NFL starts to look into this, what are they going to find? You know –
Jeff,
it's whatever side you're on all this, whether you think the rules are stupid or not, you know, it's like a red light in the middle of nowhere. You're still supposed to stop at that red light. It might be stupid, but it's still the rule.
Jeff Darlington, you hit the nail right on the head. Nobody puts baby in the corner, and I'll be damned if I'm Brian Gutekis, if I'm putting Aaron Rodgers in the corner. I am protecting him at all costs. This is the future of my organization. I will fall on the sword. Find me, whatever you want to find me. This is on me. I should have been more diligent. I got your back, Aaron Rodgers. Make sure you have mine and stay with our organization. Yep.
The hottest part of this story is going to be exactly that. There's an opportunity here, and I believe it'll be taken by the Packers, to have the odds skyrocket that Aaron Rodgers stays a Packer. That's going to be the long-term hottest part of this story, I think, if, as Jeff says, they take advantage right now. Jeff, while you're here, we only got like a minute. Dolphins GM Chris Greer says the team believes in Tua Tagovailoa and was merely checking on Deshaun Watson's availability. What's the hottest part of that story in the next 60 seconds?
Try that line on your wife and see how it goes over. Hey, I was just looking, babe. It's all good.
Yeah.
I will not try that line on my wife.
Didn't work out.
No, not just looking, Jeff. Not just looking. Checking on availability. You might get away with just looking.
Deal, babe.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, it ain't going to work out well. All I know is that this same thing happened several years ago with the Dolphins where they flew across the country. It was Jeff Ireland, the former GM, and Steve Ross, and they went over to flirt with Jim Harbaugh while they still had a head coach in Tony Sperano. Sperano wasn't the coach for much longer. The writing was on the wall, how they felt about Sperano. And guess what? That also broke Sperano. He was never the same guy with the Miami Dolphins. I don't know how this works out between Tua and the Dolphins, but it's very clear to me how the Dolphins feel about Tua Tagovailoa.
Thank you very much, Jeff Darlington.
Thanks, Jeff.
Really? Aaron Rodgers is just checking on other teams' availabilities. Not anymore, maybe. Will this help Aaron Rodgers stay in Green Bay? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
He helped me dodge a question. Love it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.